This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is going to sound distinctly un-gee-whiz, but there is big business to be had in how we talk to each other at work. First of all, just think of the size of that potential market. And second, you wave increased productivity in front of employers and they're in, right? First among equals in this category right now is probably a three-year-old San Francisco-based company called Slack. It calls itself a messaging app for teams, to give you some sense. 4 million users, including us here at Marketplace. It's a bit of a tech world darling. And here is how you know they're onto something. The big guns are muscling in. Facebook's Workplace went live a couple of weeks ago, and this week Microsoft's Teams is launching. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that story.
Here's a sampling of what you might see on Slack. Just made fresh pot of coffee. Following up on yesterday's meeting, emoji happy face. It's the new office shorthand.
We're spending a whole lot less time in email and more time collaborating through electronic tools that help us work more quickly and work sort of lighter weight. Email is a sort of heavy tool.
David Pakman is at the venture capital firm Venrock. Pakman says popular new tools like Slack threaten Microsoft and its $23 billion Office software suite. With other companies eyeing this market, including Facebook, Microsoft plans to fully roll out Teams, its own chitty chat software, early next year to its 85 million business software users for free. Company executive Brian McDonald.
We wanted something that was really focused on what I call the tribe. The tribe is the group of people that are on kind of one project together, and they've got to really closely collaborate with each other.
Earlier this week, Slack took out an ad in the New York Times congratulating Microsoft, saying, quote, "We're genuinely excited to have some competition." James Allworth of the tech podcast Exponent says Slack should be careful. The new chat app will be seamlessly connected to programs like Word and Excel.
A lot of what people are going to be talking about inside of these tools are documents or spreadsheets or presentations that are going to be resting inside these applications.
Allworth recognizes Microsoft's size advantage, but are people going to be cool sharing their video clips of dudes doing backflips in a donut shop on there? Thinking face emoji. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Let me just say that Slack coffee channel is really handy.